Kodiak Island Borough currently has almost $90 million in outstanding school bond debt. That's split over 11 series dating back to 2004. Each series of bonds was approved by borough voters and by the state of Alaska to fund a number of school district projects over the years, including building the high school and getting regular maintenance and repairs done. According to the reimbursement agreements, the state signed on to cover 60 to 70% of each bond series. That's a significant chunk when you consider that a single series might be $10 million. Without the program, the state passes that expense to the borough, and in Kodiak's case, quite likely to property owners. If the amendment to end the reimbursement program makes it into the final state budget, the borough is looking at shouldering $5.2 million of additional debt payments for the 2019 fiscal year. That's on top of the $2.5 million it's already paying using borough property taxes. Here's Borough Mayor Dan Rohrer.
If, in fact, funding for that whole program is cut, you know, there's not particularly a lot of options. The Borough Assembly would need to decide what to do, but there's not a tremendous amount of options in front of them, given that the borough's general fund budget is $6.7 million. 5.2 is, you know, is not something we can just cut out of our general fund.
And that has Kodiak residents concerned about major property tax hikes. Here's longtime Kodiak resident and former Borough Assembly member Mel Stevens.
You raised something like $14 million in property taxes last year. You're not just going to raise property taxes, what, 38% to come up with another $5 million? It's a big, big deal.
Rohrer estimates that to cover the additional $5.2 million through property taxes alone, the borough would have to raise the rate 4 mils, or approximately 37%. On a $300,000 house, that would translate to about a $1,200 tax hike. While the decision would ultimately be up to the Assembly, it's important to note that there is no set limit to the mill rate for taxes being collected for school bond debt. While the state did commit to paying its share when each bond series was established, it's actually not under any kind of legal obligation to continue doing so. And that's something that was made clear to voters when they approved each series, says Rohrer. 2 years ago, he remembers, then-Governor Bill Walker opted to cut 25% from the pool of reimbursement money.
That year, what we did was we basically worked really, really, really hard to cut borough budget and not change the borough property tax rate at all.
But with that exception, he says voters were generally willing to go along with the reimbursement program because the state had been consistently paying its share over the years.
I remember that historically, the program has been 100% funded, with the exception of the one time from Governor Walker. So I think, you know, people relied really heavily on the past actions of the legislature to fund commitments that they had made to the public.
Assembly members at last week's regular meeting expressed their deep concern at the prospect of paying off school bond debts without help from the state. In her comments, Assemblymember Julie Kavanaugh said she was concerned from the start that projects like the new high school weren't guaranteed state funding.
Unfortunately, that's come true. Now we're faced with the reality of people thinking that that money was going to be there no matter what, that it was promised to us, but it was only promised for a short period of time.
Borough Mayor Rohrer says both he and City Mayor Pat Branson are willing to go to Juneau to argue their case for continuing the reimbursement program. With or without it, he adds, the borough's school bond debt is scheduled to be paid off by 2036. In Kodiak, I'm Kavitha George.